弟兄姐妹们跟朋友们、新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
因为明天是、元宵节，所以今天还是可以跟大家拜个晚年。
Tomorrow is the Lantern Festival, so today is not too late to say Happy New Year to you.
我身上没有带任何的红包，所以没有红包可以给大家。
I don't have any red envelopes with me, so there's none to give you.
但是巴不得借着今天的信息，能够把一个比红包更宝贵的、永恒的生命能够来带到大家的面前。
But through today's message, we hope to give you something that's more valuable than the red envelopes, that is the eternal life to you.
好，我们打开圣经来看约翰福音的第十四章。
Let's turn the Bible to John chapter 14.
我们来读几节的经文。
Let's read a few verses.
约翰福音第十四章的第一节到第六节。
We read chapter 14, verses 1 through 6.
早早之后我们同声来读。
Let's read them together.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处。若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, let's read together. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.And you all have knowledge of where I am going and of the way to it. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这些话是主耶稣基督在离开世界之前给门徒的一些交代。
These were the words that Jesus said to his disciples shortly before he left this earth.
因为他知道将要发生的事情，就是他将要被钉在十字架上，被埋葬，三天之后复活。
He knew what was coming up. He knew he was going to be nailed to the cross, be buried, and resurrected 3 days later.
虽然耶稣三次这样子跟门徒预言这些事情，他们还是不是十分的明白。
Even though Jesus told the disciples 3 times, but their hearts did not quite understand.
因为耶稣马上就要离开他们了，所以呢，耶稣用这些话来安慰他们。
Jesus was about to leave this earth, so he used those words to comfort his disciples.
第一节说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
The first verse says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
他意思就是说，你们将要面临一个挑战。你要怎么样面临这个挑战呢？就是你们不但要信神，也要信我。
What he was saying is, you're about to face some challenges. And when you face a challenge, not only believe in God, but also believe in me.
因为单单信有神是不够的。
Not only believing in there's a God is not enough.
因为我们跟神之间有一个很大很大的鸿沟。
Because there's a huge chasm between us and God.
是因为我们的罪不能让我们跟这位完全圣洁的神亲近。
Because our sin, made it impossible for us to be close to the God that's holy.
所以我们要相信耶稣基督，神的儿子，才能够跟神亲近。
So we have to believe in Jesus, the Son of God, in order to get close to God.
那这里他也告诉他的门徒说，他说我去是先要为你们预备一个地方。
And here he says, I go first to prepare a place for you.
就是为所有信他的人预备一个地方。
To prepare a place for all who believe in him.
我们不要把这个地方想成一个空间或者是一个套房啊。
I don't think of the place as a space or a suite.
这里的意思就是说，我们会到父神那里去，会被他接纳。
What it meant here is we're going to go to God the Father and be accepted by Him.
然后永远可以跟神在一块儿。
And we'll be with Him forever.
那时候到了，我们就主耶稣会带我们到父神那里去。
And when the time comes, Jesus will take us to God the Father.
因为他在那里，我们也会在那个地方。
Because He is there, and we also will be there.
因为这是神的心意希望能够跟人同在。
Because it's God's desire to.For us to be with him.
以马内利就是这个意思。
That's what Emmanuel means.
这些门徒跟随耶稣已经三年多了。
The disciples have been with Jesus for over 3 years.
那他们应该知道主耶稣的身份他来世界上的目的跟他在世上的使命是什么才对。
They should have known who Jesus was and his mission on earth.
所以耶稣说我往哪里去你们知道你们那条路你们也知道。
So he said, you know who I am and you know the path and how to get there.
可是多马就是这个实事求是多疑的多马对他还是不很明白。
But the pragmatic and doubting Thomas did not quite get it.
他说主啊我们不知道你往哪里去怎么知道那条路呢？
He said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?
这句话说的蛮有道理的。如果你不知道往哪里去，当然不知道要走哪条路。
What he said makes sense, because if you don't know where you're going, you wouldn't know how to get there.
可是耶稣的回答是一个非常伟大的宣告。
But Jesus' reply was a great proclamation.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
有史以来没有任何人做过如此的宣告。
No one in history has made such a proclamation.
这个宣告太不含蓄太绝对了。
This proclamation is not subtle at all. It was very absolute.
没有解释，没有缓冲的余地。
You cannot explain it away, and you cannot compromise.
假如有人对你做这样子的宣告的话，你会怎么想？你一定觉得这个人太狂傲了，是不是？
How would you feel if someone makes such a proclamation to you? You probably think he's crazy.
当时的罗马的巡抚比拉多就是有这样的反应。
The governor at the time, Pilate, had this kind of reaction.
耶稣跟他说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世界。
Jesus said to him, in fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth.
特为真理作见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
And everyone on the side of truth believes in me.
比拉多就回应说真理是什么
So Pilate asked what is truth?
所以主耶稣在那里是一个伟大的一个宣告
It's a great proclamation here
我们一点一点来看
Let's look at them point by point
主耶稣说我就是道路
Jesus said I am the way
当我们提到道路的时候我们很快就想到方向
When we talk about the way, we immediately think of directions.
我们走到岔路口的时候一定要确定走哪一条路才是对的。
When we come to an intersection, we need to decide which way to take.
是往东呢还是往西是走520呢还是走90号
Should we take east or should we go west? Should we take 520 or should we take 90?
如果走错的话就走很多冤枉路浪费很多时间。
If you take the wrong turn, it will take you a long time and a big detour to come back.
我们人生呢也有不少这样子的类似的高速公路
In our lives, there are many similar highways.
有的是婚姻，有的是事业。
They can be marriage, they can be career.
有的是金钱的投资，有的是社会的地位或者是名声。
It can be financial investment and can be social status and reputation.
有的时候也是人际关系
And it could be human relations.
一个错误的决定呢，会让我们浪费不少的岁月。
If you make the wrong decision, it could waste you many years of time.
更惨的时候，有些错误是无法挽回的，会成为一生的遗憾。
worse, some mistakes cannot be turned around and becomes the regret for life.
虽然我们每一个人啊都有都需要道路，需要方向，可是谁能够啊把这些告诉我们呢？
Everybody needs the way and the direction, but who can tell us which way to go?
啊，各种宗教是根据人的需要啊创造出来的东西，不能够解决人生的问题。
Religions were created out of the needs of human life, but they cannot solve our problems.
啊，因为任何人所创造的东西绝对比不会比他自己大。
Because the creation cannot be bigger than the creator.
啊，因为人是不完全的，所以就不能够创造一个能够解决人生问题的啊答案来。
Because humans are not perfect, so we cannot come up with a perfect solution.
啊，科学家呢可以告诉我们啊，用可以帮助我们用卫星来定位。
Scientists can provide us with a GPS.
啊，可是他却不知道。不能告诉我们我们的良心是在什么地方。
But they cannot position our conscience for us, cannot tell us where our conscience is.
啊，哲学家呢，就是不断地问为什么，到最后也不知道为什么要问为什么。
The philosophers kept asking why, and in the end they can't tell us why we need to ask all these whys.
靠自己苦修呢，啊，充其量不能够充其量只能够暂时的克制自己一下啊，终究没有办法解决这个根深蒂固罪性的问题。
The penance can give us temporary restriction on our hearts, but it cannot eventually solve our problem.
啊，做好事就是善行呢，做好事啊，本身固然是好的，可是也不能够将功抵罪啊，解决罪的问题。
Doing good, is good, but it cannot cancel out our sins.
啊，当年啊，这些。耶稣的门徒们跟随了他三年之久。
Jesus' disciple followed him for over 3 years.
他见到了耶稣所行的，他们见到了耶稣所行的各样的神迹，也听到他很多智慧的话语。
They had seen lots of miracles that Jesus performed, and they listened to his word of wisdom.
可是他们还是不完全明白耶稣的心意。
But they didn't quite get Jesus' heart.
就好像彼得吧。
Just for example, Peter.
他是一个充满血气的人。
He was a man full of flesh.
当耶稣跟他说我要去的地方你们也要去的时候。
When Jesus told him that he was going somewhere that he could not go.
他就问主说，他说主啊，为什么我现在不能跟你去呢？我愿意为你舍命。
He asked, why can't I go with you now? I'm willing to lay down my life for you.
可是耶稣跟他说，鸡叫之前你要三次不认我。
But Jesus told him that before the rooster crows, he was going to disown him 3 times.
后来果然是这样子发生了。
And it actually happened as Jesus predicted.
我们去年有机会到圣地去。
Last year we had an opportunity to visit the Holy Land.
看到了一个教堂叫做彼得堂。
We saw a church, it's called the Church of St. Peter's.
这个教堂有两个顶。
There are 2 roofs.
一个顶上面是十字架。
One roof had a cross on it.
有一个比较矮的顶呢，上面是一只公鸡。
There's a lower roof. On top of that, there's a rooster.
就是纪念彼得三次不认主这个地方。
To commemorate that Jesus denied Jesus, Peter denied Jesus 3 times.
中文把它翻成鸡鸣堂。
The Chinese called it the rooster crowing church.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路。真理生命，耶稣是我们的道路。
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he is our way.
我们知道这个，当一艘很大的船要进一个港口的时候。
We know when a big ship is entering a harbor.
为了怕这个大船呢触礁这个船长必须要请求一个领航员到他的船上来。
To keep it from running aground, The captain needs to invite a pilot to the ship.
当这个领航员到了大船上的时候，这个船长必须把这个开船的这个主权呢交给这个领航员。
When the pilot comes to the boat, the big ship, the captain needs to turn over the ship to the pilot.
这位领航员呢，因为他非常熟悉这个海港的情势呢，就会很安全的把这艘很大的船好好的靠岸，靠到码头上。
Because the pilot knows the harbor very well, so he is able to lead the ship from the mouth of the harbor safely to the docking place.
耶稣基督就是我们生命中的领航员。
Jesus is the pilot of our life.
他知道怎么样带领我们度过生命当中的这些礁石。
He knows how to pilot us through the many reefs in our lives.
即使在这个暴风雨当中呢，这一位曾经平静风和海的耶稣，能够带领我们安全的进到港湾里面。
Even in a severe storm, the Jesus that once calmed the wind and the sea, he is able to lead us calmly, safely to the harbor.
但是我们必须让他做我们生命的船长啊，光是做教练啊，跟这个顾问是不行的。
But we need to have him, let him be the pilot of our life, not just a coach or a consultant.
我们必须把我们生命这个掌舵的这个主权呢、交给主。
We need to yield the control of our life to the Lord.
这样子的话，我们的生命才能够走得安稳。
Only then can our life be traveled safely.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends,
我不知道您的领航员是谁。
I don't know who is your pilot in life.
也许在过去的一生当中您跟随过一位伟大的舵手。
In the past, you may have followed a great pilot.
但是我不知道他把你的生命带到现今什么样的地步。
But I don't know where the pilot has led you to.
多马在这里对耶稣说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
Thomas said here to the Lord, we don't know the way, how can we know the way to it?
我想比道路跟方向更重要的就是目的地。
I think more important than than the way and the direction is the destination.
如果你不知道要去哪里，走哪一条路都行，对吧？
If you don't know where you're going, you can take any ways.
就是说，如果你没有很清楚的目的地，你走着走着，哪怕你走得很平稳，可是到头来发现不是你要的，那多悲惨。
If you don't have a destination in mind, doesn't matter how calmly, how smoothly you travel, you still don't get to where you want to go.
因为人生呢，是一个单行道。
Because our life is a one-way street.
只能走一遍，不能够回头的。
There's no turning around.
所以我们必须要确定我们的目的地。
So we need to be very clear of our destination.
当我年轻的时候，我会问一些问题。
When I was young, I asked some questions.
我就想到我这个人到底是从哪来的？我到底要去哪里？我到这儿，我在这儿干嘛
？When in my youth, I asked, "Where did I come from? Where am I going? And what am I doing here?"
想了半天没有答案。
I had no answers.
我就不敢想了，不去想它。
I stopped thinking, and I was also too scared to think about.
我不知道各位是不是也想过这些问题。
I don't know if you have asked the same questions.
有没有答案
？And have no answers.
有许多人呢就说活着就活着，干嘛想这么多哈？
Some people would just say, "Well, let's just go on living without asking too many questions."
有一个人问一个这个成天呢忙得不得了的人，然后问他说：“你在忙什么呀？”
One time somebody asked a person who was extremely busy, "What are you busy all day long?"
他说：“我忙着打工挣钱。”
He said, "I'm busy because I'm busy working to make money."
那就问他说：“你干嘛要打工挣钱呢？”
And so he was asked, "Why do you get so busy earning money?"
他说：“打工挣钱是为了吃饭呢。”
He said, "I make money in order to have food."
你为什么要吃饭呢？
Why do you eat?
我吃饱了才能够打工挣钱呢。
Because I need to eat in order to work hard to make money.
我们记得我们小的时候写作文的时候，老师总会出一个题目，就是我的志愿，是吧？
When we were young, we often were given a topic to write composition, and the title is My Aspiration.
很多人就写了我将来希望做一个总统。
And some people said I want to be a president.
有人说想做明星。
Some wanted to be a star.
有人想啊，当姚明啊，做一个 NBA 的球员。
Some wanted to be Yao Ming to be an NBA player.
啊，你知道吗？在美国，很多小孩子希望长大之后做这个收垃圾的。
You know, many kids in this country want to grow up to be a garbage man.
我不知道各位小时候、年轻的时候的雄心大志啊，是不是现在还是支撑着你啊往前去？
I don't know if your aspiration, the aspiration in your youth is still supporting you to press on.
啊，还是呢，已经有好一阵子了，有一种感觉就是，人在江湖，身不由己。
Or perhaps you've been having this feeling for a long time that you were just being carried by the trend.
啊，也许你过去有一些梦想，或者是有一个理想中的羡慕的一个领导。
Maybe you had some dreams or you had a hero in your life.
啊，你想我只要跟随着这个啊，肯定有出头的一天。
You thought that if you just follow your hero, you will be successful.
啊，曾几何时呢，这些都成为了泡沫，早已的消失的无影无踪。
But in time, they have all become bubbles and totally disappeared.
还有那个公主跟王子从此之后快乐的度过一生，是不是早就被奶瓶尿布代替了？
And the fairy tale of the prince and princess that live happily forever were replaced by diapers and bottles.
无论在事业上，在生活上，在婚姻上许多人都不觉得非常的满意。
And for many people their marriage and they're not that happy with their marriage or with their careers.
Yeah. 这并不是说你的条件是绝对的不好。
It's not that you are deprived.
而是常常我们价值观的定位有所错误。
It's often because you set the wrong goal.
也就是说我们人生的目标呢不正确。
The destination, our goal for life is not accurate.
我想我们都知道有钱的人并不比没钱的人快乐。
We know that the rich are not necessarily happier than the poor.
特别是股票下跌的时候。
Especially when the stock price fell.
我们也知道位置高的人呢，不见得比这个一般的职员呢，心中有更多的满足感。
And we know that people in high position are not necessarily more satisfied, fulfilled than the lowly clerks.
也许在外在的条件上你可以很成功。
Maybe in the exterior you look very successful.
可是在你的内心有没有真正的平安跟喜乐呢？
But inside your heart, are you really happy and satisfied?
你对永恒有没有把握？
Do you have any confidence about eternity?
当年我22岁到美国来。
I came to the States at age 22.
一心想挣钱。
I was focused on wanting to make money.
很感恩的是主耶稣基督很快乐就拯救了我，给了我一个新的人生的目标。
Thankfully, the Lord saved me early on, and very quickly I had a new life.
所以当我们一个人有意识的时候，我们会发现，我到世界上来也不是我选择要来的。
When we have awareness, we realize that we came to this world not by our choice.
哪怕是不情愿，还是要走人生的道路。
Even though it's not your choice, you still have to go on.
所以，如果我们没有一个正确的目的的话，我们就不可能有一个正确的目的地。
But if you don't have a clear goal, you will not get there.
如果当年我们出生的时候我们被这个护士交给我们的妈妈的时候，那个护士给我们给妈妈一个给我个人用的 GPS， 多好哈！
When I was given to my mother, delivered to my mother by the nurse, if I was given a personal GPS, it would have been wonderful.
告诉我该走哪条路。
To tell me which way I should take.
但是呢，即便是如此，也是我必须要定那个目的地，是不是
？But even if I were given a GPS, I still had to set the destination myself.
由于我们自己的有限我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
Because we're limited, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
哪怕我们定的目标隔了一阵子，可能我们要修改我们的目标。
Even if we set a destination, we may change it as we as time goes on.
好比改变我们专业啊，当年我考进大学的时候是水利工程系啊，读了一年我就转成了电机工程系。
For example, our vocation, our majors could change. When I first entered college, I was majored in hydraulic engineering, but later on I changed it to electrical engineering.
有人呢，也许开始做事是图书管理员，后来变成写程式的。
And some people started out their career as a librarian, and later on changed to a programmer.
甚至啊，有人讲好要厮守一生的，后来也改了配偶。
And some people promised to live together for the rest of their lives, but later on changed the spouse.
这个时候，我们的 GPS 就会发出我们很熟悉的声音，重新计算中。
When that happens, our GPS would tell us recalculating, recalculating.
可是当我们年纪越来越大的时候，这种重新计算的机会就越来越少了。
As we grow older, we have less and less opportunity to recalculate.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said, I am the way, the life, the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们说，我们最终的目的地就是父神自己。
So it tells us clearly that our destination is to be with God the Father himself.
父神就是那位创造万物、创造我们的那位神。
And God the Father is the one that created us and created everything on earth.
所以作为被造的我们呢，必须在父神那里、找到安息。
So the creature, we have to find God the Father in order to feel at peace, at home.
只有在神那里我们才能够找到人生真正的意义。
Only in God the Father can we find the true meaning of life.
因为我们是他造的。
Because we were created by him.
我们必须回到他那里、才是回到了家一个永恒的归宿。
We have to return to him to find a home, an eternal resting place.
那能够带我们回到父神那里的就是耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ is the only one that can take us back there.
也只有耶稣能够这么做。
And only him is able to do that.
因为他说若不借着我没有人能够到父那里去。
He said, you cannot come to God the Father except through me.
就是就着这段圣经呢，有人就说，哎呀，你们这个基督信仰太窄小了哈。
Some people would say that your faith is too narrow.
为什么不能够容忍其他的宗教、其他的信仰呢？
Why can't you tolerate, accept other religions?
基督徒当然可以，也应该、容忍跟尊重别人的信仰。
Of course, Christians should tolerate and allow other people to have their own faith.
问题是，其他的信仰能不能够带你到正确的目的地去？
The problem is, Can their religions actually take you to the destination?
耶稣在这里很清楚地说，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus here said clearly that you cannot go to the Father except through me.
所以作为一个人、想到父那里去，是不是用自己的方法呢？
So as a man, if you want to go to God the Father, can we use our own methods?
还是说我们必须靠神向我们启示的方法？
Or we can only rely on the method revealed to us by God the Father himself.
所以我们不能说、我要靠我自己的方法到神那里去。
You cannot say that I want to go to God the Father with my own way.
为什么呢？因为圣经上说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because the Bible says all have sinned and fall short the glory of God.
因为有罪的人是不能够接近这位圣洁的神的。
Because we the sinful people cannot get close to the Holy God.
所以这就是为什么耶稣说若不借着我没有人能够到神那里去。
That's why Jesus said no one can go to God the Father except through me.
是因为他为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
Because he died on, he bled and died for our sins on the cross.
希伯来书第十章里这里这么说，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 and 20 says, Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body.
在所有的信仰信念当中，只有耶稣基督为你的罪，为我的罪流血舍身，死在十字架上。
Of all the faith, only Jesus bled and died for our sins on the cross.
只有这样才能够，他才能够替我们偿还罪的代价。
Only through this way can he pay the wages of sin for us.
也只有他能够这么做。
And only he is able to do that.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the son of God.
他是无罪的。
He was without sin.
我想我们都能够了解哈，一个有罪的人不能够替另外一个有罪的人来付罪的代价。
I think we can all understand that someone with sin cannot pay the price of sin for other people.
所以只有神的儿子借着童女出生，才能够替你我这些有罪的人啊付上罪的代价。
So only the Son of God, born through a virgin, can pay the price for you and for me.
还有就是自从人类以来啊，没有一个人死了之后复活，没有其他的人死了复活之后永远活着。
And in history, no one ever died and became alive again and go on to live forever.
这就是耶稣基督的独特性。
That's the uniqueness of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
没有一个教主为你死，为你复活。
No founders of any religion died for you and resurrected for you.
所以耶稣的门徒西门这么说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢
？That's why Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
耶稣不但是唯一的道路，他也是独一的真理。
Jesus was not the only way, but he was also the only truth.
我想根据定义啊，真理不会有两个不同的。
By definition, you cannot have two truths.
就好像神只能有一位啊，不能够有一位以上。
Just like you can only have God, one God, not multiple gods.
因为生命的源头只能有一位。
Because there's only one source of life.
那真理呢，是我们走人生道路所需要的知识跟智慧。
The truth is what we need when we live this life. It's the wisdom and the knowledge that we need to live this life.
它也是我们做人处事的标准。
He's also the standard of our walk of life.
真理不但是能够拖住这个世界，维护它的运转呢，也是能够带领在社会上我们跟别人知道怎么样相处。
This truth not only supports the movement of the universe, but it also sustain us, help us with our social relations.
有很多人在科学当中找真理。
Many people try to find truth in science.
因为我们的观念就是我在看得见的东西当中去寻找真理。
Because we tend to try to find truth in the visible world.
眼见为凭是许多人的座右铭。
To see is to believe is the motto of many people.
所以很自然的，科学就成为我们追求的一个目标。
So consequently, science become what we seek after.
其实科学只不过是用人的头脑去观察一些被创造的当中的一些定律、一些规矩而已。
Actually, science is only using our brain.To discover the laws and the rules of the universe.
当我们看到造物的奇妙，我们应当把这个荣耀归给那位造物的主。
When we see the wonders of creation, we ought to give glory to God.
可是许多人却把科学当成一种信仰。
But unfortunately, many people treat science as a faith, as a religion.
科学充其量让我们多有知识。
Science can, at the most, give us more knowledge.
然后它不见得会使人有智慧。
It doesn't necessarily give us wisdom.
知识跟智慧有什么区别？
What's the difference between knowledge and wisdom?
知识是一些信息一些事实。
Knowledge is information, resource.
它可以进入人的大脑。
It can enter into your brain.
可是呢，却不能够进入我们的心。
But it doesn't enter into your heart.
科学能够回答一些是什么？为什么的问题。
Science can answer questions like what and how.
却不能回答为什么的问题。
But it doesn't answer the questions like why.
那哲学是研究为什么的。
philosophy studies why.
啊，可是却没有答案。
But they cannot provide answers.
因为答案都是在神的话，就是圣经里面。
Because the answers all reside in the Bible, God's word.
科学不能够回答人生的目的是什么的问题。
Science cannot answer the questions of the destination of life.
啊，科学也不能够回答人世当中道德的问题。
It does not answer morality questions either.
啊，因为人的道德是从这位创造的主来的。
Because morality comes from the God the Creator.
因为这位创造的神是完全圣洁的神。
Because this the God of creation is a completely holy God.
啊，因为我们是照着他的样式跟形象造的，所以我们就有善恶的观念。
So we were made in His image and His likeness. So we have the concept of good and evil.
啊，但是呢，啊，这种观念因为我们有罪的关系呢，也是被扭曲了。
And even the good and evil, the concept of good and evil is polluted because of our sins.
我是在读研的时候信主的。
I became a Christian when I was in grad school.
当我跟我的博士导师传福音的时候，他这么说。
I shared the gospel with my thesis advisor.
他说我只要凭我的良心做事就好了。
He said, all I need to do is follow my conscience.
这很多人都有这种想法。
This is a common thinking.
我想这种用心是好的。
I think they meant well.
可是呢，却有一个很大的缺陷。
But there is a big misgiving.
那就是我们有没有想过，我的良心够好吗？
Have you ever asked, is my conscience good enough?
因为你我的良心都被我们的罪性给污染。
Because your conscience and mine have been polluted by our sinful nature.
像我的良心就不会比诸位比我好的人的良心来得好。
Some of you are better than I am, so my conscience would not be better, as good as yours.
有的时候我们真是想凭良心做事，却做不出来。
And also sometimes we try to live our life according to our conscience, but we're not able to do that.
只有当我们愿意照着神的话，就是真理去做的时候，我们才能够讨到神的喜悦。
We can only be pleasing to God when we try to follow the word of God.
让我们自己也能够得到平安跟喜乐。
And only then can we receive peace and joy.
我们这一生走过来呀，多多少少都有不少的遗憾。
We must have many regrets in our life.
那当我们从学校出来毕业的时候，老师也没有给我们说太多做人处事的道理。
When we finish schooling and enter into the working world, our teachers did not give us a code of how to walk this life.
所以我们呢，只能看样学样。
So we can only model after other people.
别人怎么做，我也怎么做。
Whatever people do, we do the same.
我们常听到的一句话就是，大家都这么做，为什么我不可以这么做呢？
We often hear people say, everybody does it, why not me?
哪怕是违背良心的事情。
Even though it's something that's against your conscience.
各位去结婚领证的时候，有没有发证书给你人，给你一本婚姻大全，教你怎么样做好婚姻，有没有？
When you went to get the marriage certificate,did the officer give you a handbook on how to live your married life?
难怪我们的婚姻不是那么幸福。
No wonder we're not so happy in our married life.
现在的离婚率已经是 50%。
The divorce rate nowadays is 50%.
其实在圣经里面，早在创世纪的第二章，神就把婚姻这个人际关系给了一个非常好的定义。
Actually, God gave us the definition of marriage as early as Genesis chapter 2.
当这个母亲生产生了一个 baby 要出院的时候，
When the mother gave birth and was about to leave the hospital,
那护士只是教母亲怎么样喂奶，怎么样换尿布。
The nurses only teaches the mother how to feed the baby and how to change the diaper.
护士也不会告诉母亲你怎么样教养你的孩子。
The nurse didn't tell your mother how to raise a child.
所以这个世界上呢，久而久之就有自己一套的标准，跟圣经很不一样。
So we develop a set of values and system that's very different from the Bible.
我们来稍微比较一下世界的标准跟圣经上的话。
Let's compare the world against the word of God.
好比世界上说我爱你因为你的条件。
The world says I love you because.
可是圣经话是这么说的，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。这是圣经的话。
But the Bible says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always persevere. Love never fails.
另外，世界上说爱是一种来电或者是肉麻的感觉。
And the world says, love is the right chemistry, and it's a sensation.
可是耶稣说，我给你们一个新命令，就是你们要彼此相爱。
But the Bible says, I give you a new command, that is to love one another.
爱既然是耶稣给的命令，它就是一个决定，一个选择。
Since love is a command, so it's a choice, it's a determination.
它是出于我们的意志不单单是出于我们的感情。
It's not just out of emotion, but it's also out of a decision.
Out of
a will.
另外，世界上说眼见为凭只有亲眼看见我才能相信。
And the world says, to see is to believe.
可是耶稣说，那没有看见就信的有福了。
But Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen.And yet have believed.
世界上的话说，我没有办法改变过去。
The world says I cannot change my past.
可是圣经告诉我们说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
But the Bible says if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new.
孔子说己所不欲勿施于人。
Confucius said, whatever you don't want done to you, do not do to others.
耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣说你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
But Jesus said, in everything, do to others what you would have done them do to you.
这是有区别的。
There's a distinction between the two.
孔子说的是这种被动的。耶稣说的是积极的，是主动的。
What Jesus, what Confucius says was the passive way, but Jesus was active, take the initiative to love.
世界说此仇不报非君子。
The world said, if I don't revenge, I'm not a true man.
我们在国内都要学雷锋是吧？听听雷锋怎么说。
In China, everybody model after 雷锋 and listen to what 雷锋 had to say.
雷锋说，对同志要像春天一般温暖，对敌人要像寒冬一样的严厉。
雷锋 said, to your comrades, you need to be as warm as the spring, but to your enemies, you need to be as severe as the depth of the winter.
耶稣怎么说呢？
You know what Jesus said?
要爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你的祷告。
Jesus said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
在二十年前发生了一个令人震撼的事情。
20 years ago, something shocking happened.
1991年的11月3号。
In 1991, November 31st.
下午3:30。
In the afternoon, 3:30 in the afternoon.
在爱奥瓦大学的一个物理系的。教室里面。
In a classroom in Iowa University.
有国内来的一位学生博士生，叫做三林华。
There's a student from China. His name was 山林华。
在这个教室里面还有两位教授。
And there are two other professors in the classroom.
还有几位中国学生。
And a few other Chinese students.
突然间就在这个研讨会的当中。
And suddenly in this seminar.
这个山林华学这个学生的师兄啊啊中也是中国留学生叫做卢刚的啊站起来了。
A senior classmate of Shan Linghua, Lu Gang, he also came from China. Suddenly he stood up.
他从他的风衣口袋里拿出了一把左轮枪。
And out of his raincoat pocket, he showed a revolver.
啊，当场就把山林华跟两位教授打死了。
And right there and then he killed Shan Linghua and the two professors.
另外他跑到另外一个楼把系主任给打死了。
And then he went up to a different floor to kill the department chair.
再跑到学校的行政大楼把副校长安妮跟他的助手给打死了。
And then he went to the administrative building and killed the vice provost Anne and her assistant.
啊，这个副校长没有当场死亡。
The vice provost did not die right away.
啊，当这件事情发生的第二天，啊，这个副校长安妮在医院里面死亡的。
So Anne died in the hospital the next day.
那他的家人呢，当天就给卢刚的家人写了一封这样的信。
On that same day, his her family wrote Lu Gang's family such a letter.
他们这么写着。
This is what it was written.
给卢刚的家人们。
To the family of Lu Gang.
我们刚经历了一场惨痛的悲剧，我们失去了我们为之骄傲的亲爱的姐姐。
We just had a shocking disaster happen. We lost our dear. Sister of whom we are very proud of.
他一生给人所留的影响，让每一个跟他有接触的人，都爱戴他。
She had great influence on other people, and all that came into contact with her all loved her.
当我们从各地来到爱荷华的时候，那么多的朋友来分担我们的悲伤。
When we gather from all over the world to Iowa, and so many people came to share our sorrow.
但同时，他们也与我们分享安妮留给我们美好的记忆和她为人民所做的、为人们所做的一切。
At the same time, they share. At the same time, they share our sorrow. They also share with us their memory of Anne and also the many things she had done for everybody.
当我们沉浸在这沉痛的悲伤当中的时候，我们也在我们的关心和祈祷中纪念你们。
While we were immersed in such great sorrow, we remember your sorrow in prayer.
因为我们知道你们也一定沉浸在这沉痛的悲痛当中。
We believe that you too are immersed in this tremendous sorrow.
你们也一定和我们一样为周末所发生的事情所震惊。
You must be shocked by the event of the weekend, just like we were.
安妮相信爱和宽恕。
Anne believes in love and forgiveness.
我们也愿意在这沉痛的时刻向你们伸出我们的手。
And we want to extend our love and our hands at this moment.
请接受我们的爱和祈祷。
Please accept our prayer and our love.
在这悲痛的时刻，安妮一定是希望我们心中充满了怜悯、宽容和爱。
At this time of sorrow, I believe Anne would want us to show love, mercy, and forgiveness.
此刻，如果有一个家庭正在承受比我们更沉重的悲痛的话，那就是你们一家。
If there's a family who suffer more pain and more sorrow than us, it must be you.
那我们想让你们知道，我们与你们分担这一份悲痛。
We want you to know that we share your sorrow.
让我们一起坚强起来，并相互支持。
Let's be strong together and support each other.
因为这一定是安妮的希望。
Because it must be Anne's wish.
啊，真诚的 Frank, Michael, and Paul.
Sincerely, Mike, Paul.
Frank,
Mike, and Paul.
这些话是一个作者写的，也是个中国学生。
These words were recorded by a Chinese student.
他继续写道。
And she continued to write.
他说，他在看这封信的时候，字在晃动，我读不下去了。
She said, as she was reading, the words were shaking. The words were shaking, and he could not continue.
这是一封被害的家属写给凶手家人的信吗？
Is this a letter written by the victim's family to the murderer's family?
这是天使般的话语，没有一丝一毫的仇恨。
The angelic words did not show any trace of hatred.
我向 Margaret 教授讲述我心中的震撼。
I described my shock, the shock in my heart to Professor Margaret.
然后我就问他怎么可以是这样呢
？So I asked her, how could it be like this?
难道不可以难道不应该恨这个凶手吗
？Isn't that don't they have the right to hate the murderer?
公平在什么地方
？Where's justice? Where's fairness?
道义在哪里
？Where's morality?
安妮的三个兄弟啊，这个时候最有理由说一些咒诅的话。
And Anne's three brothers had all the rights to curse them.
可是 Margaret 教授伸手阻止我。
But Professor Margaret tried to stop with a hand.
他说这是我们的信仰。
And
这个信仰中的爱是高于一切的。
And she said, "This is our faith. In our faith, love conquers all."
他说宽恕远胜于复仇。
And forgiveness conquers the revenge.
他接着告诉我。
And she continued to tell me.
他安妮的三个弟弟希望能够这封信被翻成中文。
Anne's brothers wished the letter they wrote be translated into Chinese.
就放在这个炉缸的骨灰的箱子上面。
And be attached to the urn that contains Lu Gang's ashes.
他们担心，因为卢刚是凶手，怕他的家人呢被受到别人的歧视。
They were worried that because Lu Gang was a murderer, his family would be despised upon.
他们也担心这个卢刚的父母在接到他骨灰的时候会过度的悲伤。
They also worried that when the parents received the ashes, they would be overcome by sorrow.
所以他们希望这封信能够带给他们一些安慰。
So they wanted to comfort the parents with the letter.
所以这个作者说我哑口无言。
And the author said he was speechless.
他说我心中的震撼超过了起初。
And the shock in his heart was more so than before.
他说三十多年来建立的价值观、人生观似乎从根本上被摇动了。
And he said, the value system I had built up in 30 years was rocked to the root.
难道不应该引号对敌人严冬般的冷酷无情吗
？Shouldn't we be severe to the enemies, severe as the depth of the winter.
难道不是人与人的关系是阶级关系吗
Shouldn't people relationship be that of the classes?
难道站稳立场明辨是非旗帜鲜明勇于斗争不应该是我们行事为人的原则吗
Shouldn't the principle be stand firm and make the distinction and
我们所面对的这种无缘无故的爱
And we face this love without reason
是这么样的明显
It's so distinctive
可是我没有办法解释为什么会有这样的爱
But I could not explain why there is this kind of love
Margaret 教授说这是我们的信仰这是什么样的信仰啊
Margaret said this is our faith But what kind of faith is this?
怎么能够让冤仇变成朋友呢
How can we let the hatred become good friends?
我没有这个作者继续说我没有办法我没有时间多想这个 Margaret 教授的信仰我接到了另外一封信。
The author said he had no time to reflect on Margaret's faith. Then he got another message.
这是卢刚写给他家人的最后一封信。
That was the last letter Lu Gang wrote to his parents.
啊，充满了咒诅跟仇恨。
It was filled with hatred and revenge.
啊，跟大家解释一下，因为卢刚跟山林华是同学。
Let me explain. Lu Gang and Shan Linghua were classmates.
他们一起拿到了博士学位。
They received their PhDs together.
啊，可是这个系里面只有一个位置就给了山林华。
The department only had one position for postdoc, and they gave that position to Shan Linghua.
啊，所以卢刚就没有拿到这个位置。
So, Lu Gang did not receive a position.
所以卢刚这么写道。
So this is what Lu Gang said.
他说我无论如何也咽不下这口气。
He said, I just cannot take it.
我死也要找几个贴背的。
Even if I died, I want to take some people with me.
当我读的时候，我的背脊上感到一阵阵的凉意，挥之不去。
When I read this, there's a chill that went through my back, and I could not get rid of that chill.
多可惜，这么聪明有才华的人。
What a shame, he was such a talented and smart person.
这么样有缜密思考头脑的人。
And he was a person who was able to think comprehensively and clearly.
他却在这个仇恨当中选择了毁灭自己和毁灭别人的这条路。
But in hatred, he chose to destroy himself and to destroy others.
这两封信是如此的对立。
The two letters are so distinctively different.
我还不知道爱的力量究竟有多大。
I do not know how great the power of love can be.
因为到底我们的肉体抵挡不住这些子弹。
Because our flesh cannot go against the bullets.
再过几天是安妮的追思礼拜跟葬礼。
A few days later was Anne's memorial service and burial.
很多中国学生带着一颗惭愧的心去参加。
Many Chinese students attended the meetings with the guilty conscience.
大家相对无言。
And everybody was quiet and sad.
这个作者说，没想到我参加的第一次葬礼居然是在美国人的教堂里面。
And the author said, I was surprised that the first ever funeral I go to was in American church.
在这个葬礼上没有看到任何黑幔，也没有白纱。
There were no black or white curtains.
十字架庄重地挂在高处。
The cross was hung solemnly in a high position.
管风琴托起的歌声在空中悠扬回荡。
The pipe organ music filled the air.
奇异恩典何等甘甜。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
很多美国人跟中国学生握手。
And many Americans shake hands with the Chinese students.
跟他们说愿上帝的平安与你同在。
And said to them, may God's peace be with you.
其实人间的问题，所有的问题，圣经都有答案。
Actually, all the issues, all the problems, all the questions in life, there are answers in the Bible.
很可惜的，没有人告诉我们。
Unfortunately, no one told us.
或者是即使我们听过知道也不愿意遵行。
Or even if people told us, we know about it and we would not follow it.
总归来说，圣经给我们的教训，给我们的答案就是爱神，爱人。
To summarize, the Bible's answer to us is to love God and love people.
可是这种爱我们没有。
But we don't have this kind of love.
只有从神。那你来才有。
It can only come from God.
所以耶稣说我是道路，我是真理。
So Jesus said, I'm the way, I am the truth.
他也说我也是生命。
And he also said, I'm the life.
我们的一生当中面临的一个非常残酷的事实，就是我们生下来就走向死亡。
We face a very cruel fact.As soon as we were born, we started marching toward death.
当我们看非常天真可爱的 baby 的时候，很可惜，他也是带着罪性到这个世界上来。
When we see innocent, lovely babies, unfortunately, they too come into this world with their sinful nature.
没有人教他的，他会说谎。 会贪心，会嫉妒。
No one taught them, but they know automatically how to cheat, how to lie, and how to be jealous.
啊，以弗所书里这里告诉我们。
In the book of Ephesians, it says.
然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
耶稣可以给我们新的生命，因为他是创造的主。
Jesus can give us a new life because he is the God of creation.
他又道成了肉身，牺牲他自己的生命为了赎罪。
And he also became flesh, and he also died for us on the cross to forgive our sins.
他说，我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
He said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
他自己也宣告，我就是复活，我就是生命。
He also proclaimed that I am the resurrection and the life.
感谢神，当我还年轻的时候就拯救了我。
I thank the Lord that he saved me when I was still young.
当我信主之后，我的感觉是我现在才开始活。
When I became a Christian, my feeling was I am just beginning to live.
我们在北京认的一位现在跟我们非常要好的姐妹。
We have a very good friend in Beijing, a sister.
她跟我们说。我到了教会才开始学习做女人。
She told us that after I come to church, I just begin to learn to be a woman.
因为她的婚姻当中出了问题，她才信主。
Because she became a Christian after her marriage went aground.
如果我们没有耶稣基督的新生命，我们真是不知道活在这干嘛。
If we don't have the new life from Jesus Christ, we don't know what we're doing here.
约翰一书说，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
First John says, whosoever has the son has life. Whosoever does not have the son does not have life.
耶稣约翰写了约翰福音，他最后这么说，记这些事情，叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And John, at the end of the Gospel of John, said this, But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
让我们踏上这个真理的道路跟生命的道路，一直通道。永生直通往赐永生给我们的父神。
Let's embark on this journey of the way and the truth, which will lead us to the life, which is God the Father himself.
我想很多人听过美国一位很出名的布道家葛培里牧师的名字。
I think you all have heard about Billy Graham.
有一次呢，他被邀请去参加一个尊荣他的聚会。
Once he was invited to attend a meeting that's in honor of him.
很多人说了他的一大堆好话之后，就轮到他上台说话。
After many people said very nice things about him, it was his turn to say something.
他说啊，今天的聚集让我想到一个故事。
He said today's gathering reminded me of a story.
这个故事就是跟科学家爱因斯坦有关的。
This story has to do with the scientist Einstein.
大家都知道爱因斯坦是谁，他是被这个《时代》杂志称为世纪名人。
And everybody knows who Einstein was. He was called by the Time magazine the person of the century.
有一天呢，他从普林斯顿，就是他教书的地方，坐火车要到一个地方去。
One day he boarded a train from Princeton where he lived.
他在坐车的时候呢，这个一个年轻的列车长呢就来查票。
When he was on the train, a young conductor came to check the tickets.
当这个列车长走到爱因斯坦边上的时候，就看到爱因斯坦在找他的车票。
And when the young conductor approached him, he saw that Dr. Einstein was looking for his tickets.
他在这个口袋摸一摸，在那个口袋摸了半天，没有车票。
He looked at this pocket and that pocket and couldn't find his ticket.
找了半天就是找不到那个车票。
He just couldn't find a ticket.
所以这个年轻的列车长说，爱因斯坦博士，没关系，我们都知道你是谁，我们相信你肯定不会逃票的，你一定有车票。
So the young conductor said, Dr. Einstein, don't worry about it. We all know who you are and we trust you must, you have bought the ticket.
他说没事。
It's okay.
爱因斯坦就点点头，谢谢这个年轻的列车长。
So Einstein nodded and nodded his head and thanked the conductor.
所以这个列车长就继续查他的票。
So the conductor moved on.
可是当他回头一瞥的时候，看到这个爱因斯坦教授居然趴在地上还在找他的车票呢。
And when he looked back, he saw Einstein was still looking for his tickets and he was on all fours on the floor.
他就赶快跑到这个爱因斯坦教授的边上把他扶起来，他说爱因斯坦，我们知道你是谁啊，你肯定有车票的。
So he came back and helped him up and said, Dr. Einstein, don't worry, we know for sure that you have tickets.
这个爱因斯坦就看看这个年轻的这个列车长跟他这么说。
And Einstein looked at the young conductor and said,
他说我也知道我是谁，可是没车票，我不知道今天我要到哪去。
He said, I too know who I am, but without a ticket, I don't know where I'm going today.
所以葛佩里牧师继续说。
So Billy Graham continued.
他说大家看我今天穿的这套新的西装。
What you're looking at is a new suit that I bought for this occasion.
我是为这个聚会特地买了这套新西装。
This is a new suit I bought for this occasion.
下一次我穿这套西装的时候就是我安葬的时候。
And next time I wear it, it will be my burial.
所以当大家听到我被主接去的消息的时候，请记得一件事情。
So one day when you hear that I've gone to the Lord.Remember this.
请大家，那就是我不但知道我是谁，我也知道我要去哪里。
I not only know who I am, but I also know where I am going.
所以，亲爱的弟兄朋友们亲爱的朋友们。
So dear friends.
在你出国的时候，你手上拿着有美国签证的这个护照是吧？
When you left your country, you had a passport with the U.S. visa.
或者是你在北京的首都机场，或者是上海的浦东机场。
Maybe you were at the Beijing Capital Airport, and you could be in Shanghai浦东 Airport.
或者是在广州的白云机场，或者是香港的国际机场。
Or 广州白云 Airport or Hong Kong International Airport.
从台湾来的就是在桃园的国际机场。
Or if you're from Taiwan, it's 桃园 International Airport.
你坐飞机的目的地呢，就是到西雅图。
And your destination is to go to Seattle.
可是说不定你没有想到，当你到了美国之后，有一个新的目的地在等着你。
And you probably didn't realize that when you arrive in the States, there's a new destination awaiting you.
今天如果你愿意相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，他来到世界上是为了你的罪流血舍身。
If you are willing to believe, accept that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he came to the world to be nailed to the cross to bleed and die for your sins.
只要你今天接受耶稣基督进入到你的生命当中，你就得到了永生。
If you accept Jesus Christ into your hearts, you will have the eternal life.
你不但知道你会往哪去，你更拥有了这个道路。
Not only you know where you're going, but you also have the way.
今天早上受洗的十几位弟兄姊妹就是这个事情的见证人。
The 14 brothers and sisters they were baptized this morning are the testimony to this.
我要对年轻人说。
I want to say to the young people.
趁着你们还年轻。
While you're still young.
选择这个真理的路，生命的路。
Choose the way of the truth and the way of life.
否则你会走很多的冤枉路。
Otherwise, you'll be wasting a lot of time in detour.
我要对着在座的年长的朋友们说。
I want to say to the elderly brothers and sisters.
我邀请您 跟我们一块走上这一条新的旅途。
I invite you to embark on this new journey.
设定一个新的目的地。
To set a new goal, new destination.
所以我们这些年长的面对的不是一个生命的尽头。
So we, the elderly are not facing the end of life.
而是一个非常灿烂、荣耀、引向永恒的道路。
But we're facing a way that's glorious and it leads us to eternity.
让我们一块走在这个道路上。
Let's travel together on this way.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我想我已经尽我的能力把主耶稣的福音跟大家说得清楚。
I think I have tried my best to explain the word of Jesus, the way of Jesus Christ, as clear as I can.
我相信圣灵也在多位的朋友的心中做工。
And I trust the Holy Spirit is working in your hearts.
今天是我们踏上这条新的旅程被这条道路的机会。
Today is the opportunity has opportunity to for us to embark on this new journey.
如果你愿意相信，愿意接受这位是道路、真理、生命的耶稣基督作为你个人的救主。
If you are willing to accept this Jesus Christ who is the way, the truth and the life to be your personal savior.
你今天就可以做这个决定。
You can make this decision today.
你可以跟神说我愿意。
You can say to God, I am willing.
我要有一个新的目的地。
I want a new destination.
我也要这个新的道路。
I also want this new way.
我愿意接受耶稣基督进入到我的心中来。
I'm willing to receive Jesus Christ into my heart.
成为我的救主，成为我一生的主。
To become my savior. And the Lord of my life.
只要你心中有这样子的意愿，
so long as you have this willingness,
你就可以成为一个新造的人。
You can become a new creation.
有没有这样子的人？举个手，让我们为你祷告，为你感谢。
If you're willing, raise your hand so that we can thank the Lord for you and to pray for you.
如果你从来没有做过这样的决定，今天是第一次的机会，你举个手让我们能够为你。一起欢喜。
If this is your first time making such a decision, please raise your hand so that we can rejoice with you.
有吗？
Anybody?
这是一个非常荣耀的事情。
It's a glorious thing.
有没有？
Anybody?
我希望没有的话是表示每个人都信主了。
I hope that if there are no hands, it means everybody have already believed.
如果你愿意，可以把手举起来。
If you're willing, you can raise your hands.
你主要的是跟神说，倒不是跟我说。
You're speaking to God. You're showing your will to God, not to me.
有吗
？Anybody?
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们将你的信息放在众人的面前。
Dear Lord, we put your message before everyone.
求主让你自己的话语做工在人的心里。
We pray that your words would work in people's hearts.
让他们能够欢喜快乐的接受。
So that they will receive your words happily.
让他们的生命有一个新的目的地。
So their lives would have a new destination.
他们的人生的道路也是一条新的。
And they will have a new way.
求主你祝福在座每一位慕道的朋友。
Please bless each and every one of those who have not received you yet.
让他们很快的能够从你那里得到平安跟喜乐。
Let them receive the peace and joy from you.
是靠着信靠耶稣基督而来的平安跟喜乐。
And to do this through believing in you and receiving the joy and peace that come from you.
求主你祝福在座的每一位。
Please bless each and every one of us here.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。